Do you see that cannabis as a recreational substance or as a drug, so-called drug, impedes the fight for legalizing industrial hemp because the man can say, well, there's a harm from the drug? Do you see that?
That's what this whole film is about, my friend. It's Hempster's Plan to See. I wrote a book called The Last Free Man in America Meets the Synthetic Subversion. And what I say today is that the big battle is between the natural cycle and the synthetic cycle. All the kinds of commodities of civilization, fiber, fuel, medicine, and food that used to be produced by the farmer from the land has now been taken over by the synthetic manufacturers, and they did that by outlawing the farmer and criminalizing the farmer in the production of his natural products. So there's a great number of people out there who run the synthetic products that are attempting to keep it from changing, the laws from changing back. I call them the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, military, industrial, transnational, and corporate fascist elite son of a bitches who see the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as impediments. There's a lot of people who are setting policy in this country, the United States of America, right now, who have never said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America or to the republic for which it stands. They're not warm and fuzzy about us or our children, and they see the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as impediments to the implementation of a new world order and global economy. And as I say, I call them the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, military, industrial, transnational, corporate fascists, elite son of a bitches, who have taken the cannabis plant, which is the most productive and the most valuable plant ever domesticated by man. It's not the answer to all the world's problems, but it sure is iconic in that it's the answer to more than any other plant is. And so they are dead set against the people reclaiming this plant as a heritage and as a tool to make life a little better for everybody. So I think that they're going to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at us to try to keep us from making the change in these laws. But I favor what my friend Mark Emery says, and his slogan is overgrow the government. And I think that the critical mass has been reached in that. And I think that the laws are going to change, but what we must do is keep it in the hands of the people who are putting the market together right now and have put the market together and keep it out of the hands of corporate America.
Oh,
they're up to no good, and we ought not let them have it.